A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Force Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napsok.
And I'm Jennifer Landa.
And a questioning error is really right, because we're experimenting with a brand new show. Yeah. This is the first, and who knows, maybe only one of three episodes of The Subjective Wars. We want to do something short and fun, where we talk about topics that, you know, people have passion about, people have opinions about, but also are totally subjective. It's opinions. Science can't prove it. And the first topic that science cannot prove, other than, I guess, doing a large poll, is a topic related to Star Wars. We were thinking about what are some of the classic debates in Star Wars? What's maybe something that we haven't discussed, but two topics that are related that it's hard to pick a favorite between. We discussed, and Jennifer came up with a great topic for this first episode of Subjective Wars. Mm-hmm. It will be a titanic battle of our personal opinions to our favorite between Ewoks and Gungans. Mm-hmm. I think I've already revealed a preference by saying Ewoks versus Gungans instead of Gungans versus Ewoks.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it just flows. It flows.
It's alphabetical, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I want to start this conversation off with just gut feelings, a gut check at the very beginning of our conversation. Ken, when we came up with this topic, was this just a slam dunk for you of like, I already know my opinion. That's it. I'm done. I'm good.
No, it's very tough. It's very close. And this takes us through a journey of our fandoms and where we were with things then, where we are with things now. And I've got a lot of like historical context in my brain for both of these creatures. That doesn't seem right. That's the first debate. Do you refer to the Gungans as creatures? That's probably makes me sound like I'm from Naboo, which is part of the problem. So it's still a toss up. Still a toss up.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jennifer, for you is you are well known in Force Center and real world circles of loving the Ewoks. Is this a slam dunk for you?
I chose this because I know that you both are prequelists. And I was like, oh, they may really rally for the Gungans. And in doing my, I did a little bit of research and I was actually kind of running for the Gungans. But I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Pros and cons. For the Gungans.
Yeah. This is exactly what came to my mind. So no war there. We're in agreement on the song that popped into our head. So these topics are always fun to come up with because some of them are like really clear. Like maybe someday we'll do X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, X-Wing versus Y-Wing. But Ewoks and Gungans, when you said it, it made such sense because they play such similar roles in the narrative of Star Wars. Jennifer, do you think that's... why do you think that came to mind? And what do you think about how similar they are? They're years and years apart in terms of when the films came out. But it is back-to-back movies where a looked-down-upon group that is seen as less than ends up being proud warriors who make a decisive difference in battles. How do you feel about the similarity between the Ewoks and the Gungans?
I chose this also because I want to stir up drama. Let's be real. And I knew that people were going to have such strong opinions. Precisely that is because it was like, oh, here we go again. I remember that time very, very well. And I think that they are often overlooked. We know that they were overlooked in universe. They're also overlooked and put down in real life. So I really want this to be a redemption story for both of these species.
There's so many good thoughts there. The first of which is, you know, I thought Subjective Wars is a pretty good title, but I think, oh, here we go again is probably a better title for this this very show.
That's such a wonderful college humor title for a show. Like, here we go again. Debate. Yeah.
Ken, how do you feel about the similarity between the two groups? Have you ever, we can revisit some of the 1983 spiciness that people had about Ewoks being too cute and Jar Jar and by extension the Gungans being too silly, but there's also the saltiness about like the Gungans are just the Ewoks again. Did you ever feel that in your cranky toward the prequel days?
A little bit. It was the same vibe. And Jen's so right. These are two species maligned both in story and out of the story in our real world, right? That's the connection. And yeah, I've been on a journey with both of them. And I'll say right at the top, I went from Ewoks to those were stupid, right? You could see their little zippers to working with Jennifer Landa and going, oh, no, I actually really love the Ewoks. You influenced me, Jen. So this is going to be an interesting discussion on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw the narrative similarities between the Gungans and the Ewoks and also the mood, the vibe that the Ewoks definitely, while having narrative importance, they definitely were cute and fun. And they added some, you know, broad humor in Return of the Jedi that I think some Gen X members already jaded by the ages of like 6 and 9 were like, we don't want that. And then the Gungans did also provide that same kind of broad humor down to both Jar Jar and Wicket doing the trying to spin the weapon and hitting themselves in the head. Joke. So I always got they're the same, but you know, I do not actually think they have similarities. Right. But I think it's such a different thematic point, the idea of the Ewoks being they are entirely in their environment, entirely overlooked. The Gungans are the point to me of they're the symbiont. They're in this relationship with the Naboo a one's crisis is the other's crisis, which makes them very, very different. The Ewoks and the Rebels are kind of helping each other out, but it is not the same thing at all of the sort of the upper class, the Naboo, and the literal lower class of we've chased you underwater. And the argument that, you know, Obi-Wan famously makes of like, but whatever happens to the Naboo, you're a symbiont circle. It's going to affect you. And I think it's sometimes overlooked that just the one line in The Phantom Menace of like, hey, we're going to go round up the swamp dwellers we've heard about. So that symbiont relationship is, to me, makes them very different than the Ewoks narratively and thematically.
Yeah. All of it really filtering down to the mind of 7-year-olds, this connection, these political connections. You got to be thinking, before we dive in, you got to be thinking about the humor aspect, too. We know George has a kind of a wacky sense of humor. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff of him trying, this is Jar Jar's walk, and kids will love this, and there's that. But I wonder if there's a tension to like, hey, I have some important messages behind these two groups, but I need to reach the kids, the young kids, to have them connect. So let's throw in some humor because it's going to be their favorite. But behind that, they can grow up with them and learn are some valuable lessons. I would love to get some quotes from George on that. We'll go meet him at a food court or a documentary background.
Yeah. The Gungans, I also think, are more technologically advanced. Is that an insult to the Ewoks' effective stone and rope weapons?
Maybe.
I mean, they have like an army. Like, they're much more strategic in that sense, right? Like, you see them all on the battlefield, and they are in formation. Mm-hmm. They have their fancy shields, right? And they're buff.
Yeah.
But with the exception of Jar Jar, who's just always kind of, you know, silly, like the actual rest of the Gungans are quite tough looking. I would not want to go up against them.
That is, that's a really good point because, you know, Jar Jar is funny and Boss Nass does, you know, spit when he makes a proclamation. So there's that.
Right.
But in general, they are like a serious organized army, whereas the Ewoks are really like, we came up with a plan. It's only half working. Hey, Steve, if that can be an Ewok name, come over here and help us with this rope because we don't have enough weight. Yeah. Like, that's different than we have organized lines, designed weapons. Pride in our military is real different than like, Steve, do you know how to make a Molotov cocktail? Which is the vibe of the Ewoks.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with either of you. I would question though, like, when did they come up with the idea for trebuchets? When they were like, you know, catapults, let's get someone airborne. There's something was underneath it all. Would love to know, were there great Ewok wars? Before you know, a civil war that happened. This is curious because from a surface look, I think you're absolutely right, Joseph. I think there's a little bit of like, well, let's figure this out. Finally, we get a chance to do it. Or has Logray been dreaming for years? We'll just put logs and then
they have the Ewoks have like natural enemies in the cartoon, right, Jennifer?
Oh yes, yes. The Duloks, Morag, the like witch like character. Yeah, for sure.
I was expecting a yes or a no, not a ranked list in all the names. That's great. I'm impressed.
Who shall we ride? No, that's not right.
I'm impressed is the point.
Rage.
All right.
Rage.
We've compared a little bit of their humor, a little bit of their technology. I don't think we can avoid it much longer of who is our favorite. Now, of course, we can like them both. But for the sake of a fun, pithy episode of Force Center, we have to pick one in the subjective wars. Ken, do you have a leaning and a rationale for your leaning?
Yeah, I started to, over the years, lean towards the Gungans. I think I have, upon digging in deeper into the Clone Wars and into more of the Jar Jar stuff, especially early seasons Clone Wars, Jar Jar was still a challenge, right? Like and then upon reviewing it, just kind of digging in deep and then connecting with some deeper political things. I definitely think there's some British Empire, just colonization in general, vibes, you know, going on, with even the war, versus the Trade Federation. There's just some sweeping historical connections that I love. And because of kind of what Jen's saying, like, I've always wanted to live in Brightree Village, but I think it's a functioning, thriving city, Otagunga, and I think I'd like to go there.
Yeah, no, it'd be a great place to visit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
I don't love the water, but I can get a rebreather and head down there. I'm good.
Yeah, but you pass through that bubble and you get all the aesthetic of being underwater, and but you pass through the bubble and it's all air and stuff in there, right?
I mean, yeah, once you're in, you're good. Yeah.
And if I could pass through some sort of forest energy bubble to get to Bright Tree Village, that would be great. Because that whole bubble walk that Obi-Wan does, I'm like, ooh, look at me. I'm going through a bubble.
I love Jedi bubble walks.
Jedi bubble walks are great. Mm-hmm. This is a torture to me because I have so come around on the Ewoks. You know, I was of the age to really enjoy how dark Empire was. And then I was shocked. As I've said before, I had action figures and I had teddy bears and they never played together. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Why are there straight up teddy bears in Return of the Jedi? And it took me a while to come around to them. I was like, okay, I get the point of them narratively. Mm-hmm. But then, like, you know, everybody made the murder bear jokes and the truth of that, they're not as cute or as dopey or as just, you know, silly as I thought. And my appreciation continues to grow. For the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, I saw it in the theater at the Academy Museum with a bunch of diehard fans wanting to see it. And, like, it's one of the more obvious jokes in the entire film, but I'd never really let myself absorb it as a joke. The happy Disney-like work song that they're singing they're about to cook our heroes barbecue. I never let myself appreciate how dark that was. Like, what are the lyrics? Is that like smell the burning flesh of the intruder? Is that what Luca means? I don't know. It made me appreciate them so much more. But I have a slight Gungan leaning because of the complexity of their society. I love that they have this separation from the Naboo, that the Naboo are portrayed to us in most ways as like a really thoughtful, advanced people. And they still let this sort of schism happen where they treated the Gungans as less than, implications in books that there was violence in the past. And then just that kind of bright, hopeful future of like, we got to turn this around. The, you know, next film, Jar Jar is in the Senate. In Attack of the Clones, when Padme and Anakin land on Naboo, we see some Gungans up in the Naboo city, you know, having a conversation. You know, it looks like they're outside Naboo Starbucks, whatever that is. Right. It's a subtle part of the story, but I love how much the Naboo, even a good culture, is failing the Gungans. And then it all gets turned around. It makes me just so fascinated with the Gungans.
Yeah.
And also how Jar Jar met Queen Julia of the Bardotta. Like what sort of weird, you know, exchange that was about. Anyway, I have a slight leaning toward Gungans. Jennifer, what's your leaning?
Wow. Well, the gloves are coming off because I'm not going to handle this Ewok slander. All right. So here's the thing. This is in doing, I did a little bit of research. I'm getting a little heated here. The thing about the Gungans, the problems that I have, the problem that I have with them is that they can be kind of, they're not loyal. Look at what they did to Jar Jar. They cast him out because he was clumsy. I don't think that, as we know, this is not his fault. He just is more prone to accidents than the average Gungan. Okay, so they cast out one of their own. You look on that battlefield. Now, granted, it's a sea of CGI, right? So it's a sea of CGI. You don't get a lot of different personalities when you look out on that battlefield. Besides Boss Nass, I don't really know much. Boss Nass and Jar Jar are really the only clear and Captain Tarkles. Captain Tarkables, right?
Yeah, Captain Tarkables. Yeah.
I don't really know much about them as a society, other than like they don't like Jar Jar. Now you go to the Ewoks. Here, Tebow. If you go to the Ewoks cartoon, Tebow messes up all the time. Yes. He is still a part of that tribe. You know, Logray is taking him under his wing.
I don't trust Logray.
His furry arm because he, like, that's his apprentice. And, like, he wants to mentor him. He's not going to cast him out of the tribe. They are a family. They, little Nippet, right, in the basket, observing everything. This is like, you know that they're going to stick by you no matter what.
Oh, no, Jennifer, you just changed my mind. They have a storytelling hut.
They have this. They have a storytelling. They have a medicine man. They have a chief.
We don't know. We have look. We have a boss. We have a boss. You don't know if there's a Gungan romper room. We don't know that.
That's true. I mean, they might have a storytelling bubble. And I granted that the hut is probably not always for storytelling.
It's about coming like together and working as a group and supporting each other. And yeah, they're a little bit scrappier. But I, quite frankly, if I had an Ewok, I'd be more afraid of going up against an Ewok just because they're so unpredictable. They would want to eat me. Gungans, I don't think, would want to hurt or eat the Naboo people. I don't see them.
That's why I'd rather hang out with them.
Right?
I mean, only if it's roadkill, right? If a Naboo person gets hit by a car and they're roadkill, then it's okay, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that they would do that. That's like a level of savagery, right? But they're also so. I mean, and we also know that they can be sophisticated. Remember Pika? Was it Pikpa? Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Pikpa.
Yeah,
right?
Pikpa, the hacker. Yeah. In the book. Yeah.
So we know that they have the capacity to do advanced technology.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're making some great points. We all know Poplu has a bit of a drinking problem and a wild card aspect to him, and they used him to their advantage. I think there's definitely a Ewoks stronger together kind of vibe going on there. It's the a little bit of the purpose going on behind Brightree Village. But I look, Boss Nass is just a, you know, we've learned more of them after. Boss Nass was a gregarious, blessed individual, we'll say, and dominated the headlines. But I think he did it from a good point. He was a protector. He felt he had to be a shield, both a literal and figurative shield to his people. And he didn't trust you. He didn't trust you. You don't get to know my buddy Tarples. Because look what's happened to us. So they're a little standoffish. That I'll agree. Ewoks, but the Ewoks were too. You know, they're poking and prodding and trapping and do.
I think that they're protecting their village, though. It was a matter of survival. I think, I worry about Boss Nass being too much of a narcissist, wanting people to bow down to him. Like, what are his, like, he wants to be almost king. In some sense, I think it's also about his own power and his own ego. Yeah.
But I would rather deal with the ego of Boss Nass than the Machiavellian whispers of Low Gray in Chirp's ears. I don't trust Low Gray.
Low Gray can be overthrown. I think. I think he can be overpowered. And I was leading with my head in a lot of ways by thinking about the sort of the thematic meaning. But the more I think about it from a sort of heart perspective of where would I want to live? Now, I wouldn't want to visit the Ewok village before they learned humans were their friends and not food.
Right.
But after, they got story time. They throw great big parties. They have, I'm a drummer. They love drumming on helmets and whatever they can find. They love music. They love story. I think I'm being persuaded. I also feel like there's an emotional elephant in the room. Jennifer, you made such a great point about seeing a lot of differentiation in the Ewoks. Does this come down to we needed a shot in the Phantom Menace where sadly one Gungan died and another sadly pushed on that Gungan? Like we have that shot of the Ewoks. Is that what was there not enough emotional manipulation?
It could be it.
In terms of Gungan casualties, Ken?
We didn't see a baby Gungan, which what are they called? Googles? Gungles. We didn't see that, and we didn't see our version of Nanta dying. Yeah, you're right. If Jar Jar had wept over a fallen comrade, that might have pulled you in a little bit.
That would have definitely changed the tone.
Yes, I think so. Yes,
because we know there was casualties. We know there was sacrifice in the name of the pursuit of freedom here and defense of the world. So I think we all are in our generation and beyond. I think whoever rediscovers it, no matter your age or generation, Nanta's death is it's the Optimus Prime. It's the Bambi's mom. It's a death that stays with you.
It's shocking. Yeah. That's shocking. I was like, absolutely. What? They can't kill, but of course this is war. This is the reality.
I wonder if you synced up Return of the Jedi and Phantom Menace and played them at the exact same time, if the Nanta tragedy would happen at the exact same time as Jar Jar hits his groin on the tank.
Use the Boomba Jar Jar. Right, it's around that time. But Nanta's Nanta's dying.
All at the same time. Well, I feel I've perhaps led us afield with with that talk. But we're going to head toward wrapping up here, and I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to solidify toward Ewok.
Okay.
I didn't want to have a generational bias. I really love the Gungans, but if I'm just being honest, it is about we do see a lot more of the culture of the Ewoks. It's story time and drum circles and whatever's in that pipe. I gotta give my heart to the old murder bears. So Ken, are you still staying team Gungan?
Look, I'm staying team Gungan because I hope that some of this is going to change. You're both making great points about we don't know them as well. We weren't allowed to, and I blame the Naboo for that. But here's the thing. I am predicting in Mandalorian season 4, which will be a season, not a movie, Keller and Beck is going to take Grogu to the Gungans. I'm predicting that. And that you're going to see them in a new light, caring, welcoming someone that is not them after lessons learned from the past. Grogu's going to grow up a little bit in their safety. And you're going to see that that's how he maybe got to where we ended up. You know, were they the ones that lost him? Maybe. But, you know, that I think you're going to spend some time with the Gungans and Mando 4.
Yeah, I think that is a bold and good prediction that Keller and Beck will meet Jar Jar Binks in the ultimate expression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of Star Wars technology. All right, Jennifer, this was your topic. This was something that you felt passionate about, and you are the deciding vote for our take on Gungans.
I'm the deciding vote? Well, I mean, you don't let me pick. Of course. This game is rigged.
I know so many. Okay.
What?
So this is about favorites. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Ewoks, and also because like I feel like it still is a battle for me when I'm talking with fans. People still don't like them.
Do you
see Ewoks?
Yeah, and I feel like Gungans have had a bit of a redemption in mm-hmm. more recent years. I mm-hmm. feel like I'm still sticking up for my little furry friends.
I was gonna. Yeah, do we know that answer? We can't in terms of stats and science, but are the Gungans more accepted because the prequel generation is stronger?
I think so.
Adapted a little bit where our generation might be angry in cars a little bit more still. So, okay.
Yeah, and it is a fascinating study in the backlash where all of the Ewoks were disliked by those who disliked them, whereas Jar Jar took on the brunt. I think if in 1983 people were like, we kind of don't like the Ewoks, but we despise Wicket in particular.
Right.
That would be that's a different kind of backlash. So I think, think the Gungans via Jar Jar were in more need of a reassessment and a celebration.
Mm. Yes, well said.
Okay. I think that's fair to,
Okay. That's so maybe the Gungans have won culturally, but today on this episode of Subjective Wars, the Ewoks have won. These are, of course, our opinions, not even who would win in a fight. That's a different episode later of physically who would win in a fight between the Gungans and the Ewoks. But for today, our subjective answer is the Ewoks. We would love to know your subjective opinion. Who do you prefer between the Ewoks and the Gungans and why? You can even share what you love about both of them. Just let us know your Ewok and Gungans opinions in the comments. We're very excited to be experimenting with this show. It's fun to talk about which one you like more and which one you don't like, what problems you got, all that. But we always want to keep it fun and friendly and have fun doing it. We're going to talk about some Star Wars things going forward. We're also going to talk about just some other pop culture stuff and some life stuff. We're excited to keep having these subjective wars. Ken, you pretty much have our list of where we can be found memorized, don't you? Am I putting you on the spot if I tell people where to find us?
No, absolutely. I've been saying it for 9 years now, even with the addition of Threads. You can follow us on Twitter, which we still refer to as Twitter's Force Center Pod, but we are on Threads. We're on Hive Social. Maybe we'll get the Blue Sky. There's invites out there. We'll see who wins those not subjective social media wars. We are also on Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe over there. If you're watching, like, leave a comment below. Do all those things you hear creators ask, because it's important. We're on TeePublic for merch, teepublic.com/user/ForceCenter. Podcast available everywhere. Just search, you'll find us. You can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Follow me at Ken Napsok, or go to my website, kennapsok.com, for more, including where to find my band, the Moon Agers. We got some songs out there. A new EP was just released. Jennifer, I concede the not victory, but I concede the moment to you here. We're not keeping track. This isn't a debate show where we keep track of points. No championship belts. Mm-mm. No screaming at each other. This is a place to discuss things we love. But where can they find you and more of your Ewok content?
You can find my video essay on the Ewoks. Not yet, but maybe, or at least on Ewoks on Ice at Jennifer Landa on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
Beautiful. Excellent. Great job, Joseph. Good idea on this show. Take us home with where they can find
thank you.
Well,
for anybody listening on the podcast, we appreciate you listening on the podcast. Come check out the YouTube, at least at the end, and see that Ken never broke eye contact with his camera while listing all the places we can be found. He does straight up have that memorized. It's very impressive. I can barely remember my social media handle, but it's at Joseph Scrimshaw on all the social media, Blue Sky and Instagram in particular. If you want to check out other adventures I got going, comedy albums, short films, you can visit my website at josephscrimshaw.com. But for now, the subjective wars have begun, and for now, end it. Thank you very much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.